The Buffalo police lieutenant suspended for a verbal altercation with a woman has been suspended previously and faced dozens of disciplinary or misconduct complaints. Jim Heaney is joining us live from our nonprofit investigative partners at investigativepost.org. Jim, what is the background on Michael DeLong that you guys uncovered?
A long history of problems, particularly inappropriate use of force. Early in his career, he had them on almost an annual basis. A lot of procedural or policy related problems as well. Calling in sick and then not properly accounting for himself, insubordination, just a lot of aberrant behavior on his part. And it's been a constant since the start of his career. I mean, it's 36 investigations by Internal Affairs for a 20-year career.
And looking at this, suspended four times, what impact does that have on this current situation, the recent that was caught on video?
It's hard to tell exactly because I'm not inside the commissioner's head, but I would think if you had the episode that you had a week and a half ago, it was an officer with a totally clean record, he may or may not have been suspended for a month without pay. I think that it's very possible. The commissioner said, "Not this guy again." You know, bang. Maximum you can be suspended without pay is a month, and that's what he's got. So I doubt his track record helped him. Let's put it that way.
Jim, how unusual is this? I mean, can you compare him to? Have you seen the records of other police officers or police lieutenants?
No. Until the middle of June, these records would have never been released. Very controversial law that was passed decades ago shielded police disciplinary records from the public, and in light of the protest, the state legislature and the governor repealed a law that kept these records in the dark. So if you ask me that question a couple months from now, I'll probably have a much better handle. I would suspect that 36 investigations by Internal Affairs is probably a relatively high number, but that's just speculation on my part. It's too early to tell.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the time. It's Jim Heaney from our investigative partners at investigativepost.org.
And you can read more about this, too, at WBEN.com.